I loves me county. We all do. Do we not, Diffna Nugent?
We love Keane Manning a bit more, though.
We do. Oh. And he's here in studio for I Loves Me County, our weekly history feature that takes us on all sorts of expeditions and back to Waterford again in a strange way betimes, but an interesting way, I have to say. Good to see you, Keane.
Yeah, good to see you.
And listen,
yeah.
Not too late to say Happy New Year.
Never too late.
Many happy returns.
Yeah. You were the first person I thought of the other day because my daughter came home from school and she's doing her junior cert and they have to do this thing called CBAs.
Right? Yes, the your continuous research project.
And she said, you know, our teacher says we're going to have bonus points if we do something local, etc. Any ideas? And in my head I was like, Ian Manning. And I thought, no, I can't involve Keane in this situation. So hang tight, Keane. Don't leave the country and don't make any plans.
No, it's actually, I've helped out. I won't name the individuals in questions. I've helped out two people.
Is this a consultancy service you provide?
No, but it was actually really funny. And I won't say Grace's name. I gave her the Lucy Doris White, the woman we spoke about before, and when I was explaining to her, or I don't think she really kind of digged it. And then I said, well, how'd you get on with your project? She was like, oh, do you know what, there's actually someone else in the school who picked the exact same thing.
I believe you not, but nonetheless. Grace, we're on to you. On to you.
Yeah.
Now, where are we going this time round?
I thought we'd go somewhere local again. Thought, you know, when you close your eyes, particularly after Christmas, and you think of the sea, and you think of the sun, you imagine different places.
You
obviously.
Do.
But then a cold wind comes, and I thought Woodstown.
Beautiful place many times a year, but it can be a bit desolate.
The wind will cut through you.
Indeed. Yeah. Cut you in half, as people used to say.
So I thought, with the idea of being cut in half by the weather out there, that we needed a little bit of political intrigue, a little bit of espionage, scandal, and a little bit of spice. And I was trying to do it in a really posh kind of accent, but yeah, the sexual morose of the time.
Okay.
Wow.
So I actually don't really know.
We're going there this hour of the morning, are we?
On a family show, but nonetheless, buckle up.
Yeah, so if you have your coffee, your tea, or your Ovaltine.
You might spit it
out. Or your Marlboro.
This'll calm you a bit.
Okay.
Or awaken you.
Well, look, in your own time there, Keane. In your own time.
I'm so enjoying this.
So we're going back in time to the early 60s and we're looking at, it's actually kind of the fallout from the Profumo affair.
Now, again, something we would have all heard about, but again, not something I'm wickedly familiar with the detail with, other than that it was political shenanigans in terms of personal life and overlapping with political life.
You had me at personal life shenanigans. Where are we starting?
Because even when I was trying to...
An affair.
Yeah, like even when I was trying to like work out how to tell it A to B, it's so kind of complicated.
And it is.
That the abridged version of it basically is it surrounds John Profumo, who is an MP, and he was actually the Secretary of State for War. So essentially, he was like a junior minister in charge of if Britain were to go to war.
Mm.
Since the early 60s, it's the big date actually, it's the 8th of July, 1961. There's this big party, summer party at Lord Astor's estate. So John Profumo is introduced to a young dancer, make that what you will, called Christine Keeler. Also at the same party was the Russian naval attaché, a man by the name of Evgeny Ivanov, or Ivanov.
There's a name.
Great for the British press that they shortened it to Eugene, which was quite nice.
And handy, but anyways.
So the three of them are all at this party. The next few weeks and months turns out that Christine Keeler is having a romantic relationship with Profumo, who is a married man. MP, but she's also having a romantic relationship with Ivanov.
The Russian
Stop
end of
it.
Things, yeah.
Who arouses suspicion for possibly being a Soviet spy.
An international affair, really.
Yeah. The Austin Powers finger.
That's it.
Comes out. I'm trying to behave myself now.
He's trying not to make eye contact.
So there's kind of Christine Keeler is like 27 years younger than Profumo.
Ooh, controversial.
So there's so many different things as regards power. Mm-hmm. Age and political power. Everything comes to a head. There's a court case related to two of her ex-boyfriends and she mentions Profumo in it. So there's always been kind of rumour around Westminster that there was something slightly...
But she confirms
untoward.
It.
So she mentions it. Profumo actually has to cover it in the House of Commons.
Oh my God.
So the Labour opposition bring it up and he famously says in March 1963, no impropriety whatsoever.
Is this a Bill Clinton moment?
I did not have relations with that woman.
Exactly that.
Basically, Profumo says he had no relations with this, sexual relations with this woman. There was no impropriety whatsoever. 2 months later, he has to backtrack. And he actually resigns his position as an MP.
I can imagine this in the House of Lords. Will the right honourable gentleman please sit down?
We're getting to the good bit. Is she pregnant?
No.
Oh.
So Profumo resigns because of the controversy. So he flees to Zurich at one stage, and Christine Keeler, related to that other case with her ex-partners, she actually ends up being sentenced, I think it's to prison for 9 months for perjury and conspiracy.
Oh, Lord.
And she serves 4.5 months. So obviously there's this kind of hypocrisy that Perfumo sort of...
Well, he got to abscond and she served time.
One law for another.
Definitely. So even things kind of quietened down somewhat up until about September 1963. And the Irish press, Irish newspapers start covering that one John Perfumo is contemplating buying Ballyglan House near Dunmore East.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Never heard
Where
of
would that,
that
be now, apart from Dunmore East?
So it's overlooking Woodstown Strand.
Right.
So it's the National Inventory of Architecture highlighted as being significant to the character of the area.
So would that be sort of up on a vantage point, or would
I would
be
say, yeah, I would say
interesting.
So. Yeah, it was owned by the Pauls family originally. There's kind of this speculation then about Perfumo, and there's different press stories about he visits the house with his brother, Major Philip Perfumo, who's living in Galway. Even at one stage, his brother's yacht is berthed somewhere in Waterford. When you think of like the modern technological age, the frenzy that would be there with like mm-hmm. Instagram and all this sort of stuff, other social media platforms are available too. Turns out that it's actually Major Philip Perfumo is buying Ballyglan House.
So it was just a rumour that caught fire.
Yeah, so there's obviously, I suppose, there's the kind of controversy of the time itself related to John. And then there's probably an element of he's looking for a place to hide out.
Yep.
And then Philip is already somewhat established in Ireland, as I said, living in Galway. He was involved with the Galway Blazers organisation. Philip buys the property for £25,000.
Big sum of money back then, I imagine.
Massive, yeah. So it was, would it be in around just under €600,000
now? I'd say. Okay, yeah. And the rest, I'd
say. Yeah, and it's considered like a record deal for, because the acreage itself is about 150 acres,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it is ornamental woodland.
Mm.
So
trophy residence.
It's a lot of money considering the land itself is not of agricultural use.
Yeah.
It's even noted like in November 1963, there's a big public auction and Philip Perfumo buys 12 paintings of horses for £444, which seems a very convenient
figure.
The
house was 25.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of cash to splash.
Goodness me.
Yeah, because even related to all the controversy with his brother, and then him being connected with that property, there's big debates in Ireland at the time about abolishing the Land Commission.
Mm.
So he actually turns up being mentioned in a debate in Ballyhaunis, Paul Mescal's favourite place in the world. A guy called Brian McManus, he says, "I do not expect action. There's a category of nationals and non-nationals, and we have got to put up taking in a John Perfumo of England." So again, you can kind of see like nearly a mixture of kind of like the field, as in,
yeah,
who is this
outsider
coming in? And then, of course, you think of Ireland at the time, certainly this veneer of Catholic, there's no sex in Ireland at the time.
Yeah. Mm.
So my father told me.
Didn't exist at all.
Yeah, till gay born.
Well, that was it.
Yeah.
He created the twinkle in everyone's eye.
Yeah.
You were a miracle.
Brought by a stork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rather large one.
I was told I was found under a cabbage plant.
There you go.
Yeah. My brother and sister always told me that they found me under a cabbage plant and no one wanted me.
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
I'd believe that.
That's dreadful.
That she was found under a cabbage plant.
That's it. That's it.
Not that no one wanted me.
No.
I was very lucky. They used to lock me outside and everything. That's my brother and sister.
Well,
it's
look,
dreadful.
You have your problems. There's no doubt about it. But anyway, after that huge scandal in the UK and then coming here and look, you're not going to just dump your problems here kind of thing. And
yeah, for all the money that was then spent, the Perfumos, their father, passes away in December 1964.
Hmm.
So Philip inherits about £500,000, which obviously will go a good way to covering mm-hmm. the property, those paintings of horses, and I suppose also a lifestyle as well, one would think.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives a relatively kind of quiet existence, Major Philip. That is until February 1969. He's charged with driving a car while drunk, dangerous driving, and crossing continuous white lines at Ballinakill.
Wow.
So his defence is that he was actually just tired at the time, but he was perfectly fit to drive.
That wouldn't wash with the local Gardaí, like.
So he actually, it's funny, with the court case, the justice dismissed the charges for drunken driving and dangerous driving, but imposed a fine of £6 on the summons for crossing a continuous white line, which doesn't seem...
A mere parking ticket.
Like a mass, like, I don't know, £6, would that be about €30 or something?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah.
And again, it quietened somewhat, and he sells the property in 19... 71.
It's so recent.
Yeah. And even the fallout from John Perfumo then was he started working for a number of charities and he became the face of them and he was actually awarded his CBE in 1975.
For all his shenanigans.
Yeah. Whereas Christine Keeler was kind of like ostracized. Yeah. Like, to use that phrase, cancelled.
Yeah.
It is very similar to the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky situation.
Wow.
But a watershed moment of its time, I'm sure.
Yeah, because it has, like, if you're describing like a John le Carré novel, it does have all that political intrigue and then the Cold War era itself, quite a heightened tension over defence. And then when you add in, I suppose, the kind of matters of the heart and the bedroom and all this sort of stuff.
Quite a potent
cocktail.
Do we
know what became of her?
She married twice.
Oh, I'm glad.
And she had two kids, but they were short-lived marriages. And she died, I think, in 2017. She released a couple of books. Didn't really make any money, even from...
I'm instantly going to go and buy them. You know this.
Yes. Yeah. Thank it's you. One of them is really juicy. It's just sad because she did come from like quite a difficult background. And I suppose at one stage was kind of like frequenting high society.
Yeah.
You know, with Profumo and even Profumo himself, he was friends of Queen Elizabeth II.
Sure. Anybody. Moved
to big circles. Well
and I think even the FBI released papers recently that I think connected Prince Philip to the scandal itself.
They would have been all moving in circles at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, now, we've got to leave it there. Intrigue and all aside, thank you so very much for yet another interesting story.
I really loved enjoyed this now. Thanks, Cian.
Thank you so much, Cian.